remember buying toffees at a little lady up the road used to sell a few. It wasn't a proper shop. And we used to buy so many toffees for a penny. I forget how many it was, but I just counted them out for a penny.
What were your favourites?
Favourites?
Yeah.
I don't know. We didn't get many sweets. Can't think of one.
Would you have got into trouble if you helped yourself to food from the kitchen when you were a child?
Oh yes, very much so. You've got to ask mother before you had any. You wouldn't take a cake off the plate or anything like that, otherwise you're in deep trouble. And also, when we went out to play, if we were going further than the garden, in the street or something like that, in the village street with the other ones, or playing out on the park and having a game of roundabout, if we were going so far away, we would tell our mother we'd just gone so-and-so, and she would know where we were.
Where did you keep your food?
Well, the food that you wanted to keep away from the flies was in the safe that I've just outlined. Otherwise, it was in the pantry, a little tiny room next to the kitchen. That was the pantry. It got shelves all around.
Where did you buy your food from? Did you use any of the following market, supermarket, local shops, grocery van, delivery van, catalogues, or any other?
We used to have a van come round with the meat. We used to have another one, the baker used to come round. There were no supermarkets in those days. But they used to have provision shops, man with the white coat. You didn't help yourself. You went and sat in his shop and put your order. They used to have an order book. You put your order over to the man at the back, and he would get them off the shelves and put them in your basket, ready to carry home. There was no self-service then, and no supermarkets of any kind.
What if they weren't the
word
size?
I'm not with you. If they weren't the word size.
Just
the
clothes. It's clothes that weren't the word size.
The clothes? Clothes. Well, you could try them on. The clothes shops were very good in those days. I remember my father buying me some trousers once, and he said to the man, well, that's no good him having the trousers without any braces, because he won't be able to keep them up. So the man gave him a pair. You could do that at that time of the day. They would bargain a little bit with the clothes. We had one shop where you could buy just in Ipswich, that we used to go walk down to the tram, and then a little later it was the trolley bus to go up to this shop, not far away, up there, and you could buy nearly anything in there, from a thimble to clothes, all odds and ends you could buy in there. Needles, cotton, everything.
Do you prefer the food that you ate when you were a child or now?
Well, we rather keep to the same type of food as we used to have. We still like meat and potato pies, shepherd pies, or whatever you call them. Yorkshire puddings. And we still eat potatoes and greens and dumplings and roast pudding. So we don't really change our way of living, not really. The The bread, of course, is bought where we used to make it. We still make, my wife still make shortcakes and buns, rather the same as we used to have years ago. And we don't tend to change to write these modern foods like pizzas and things like that. So we rather eat just the same. Eat just the same as we used to years ago, really. The animals, the meat may be different because it's fed on different feedstuffs that they eat. But apart from that, it's more or less the same that we stick to. I'm not saying everybody do, but us older ones, we stick to more or less the same way of feeding as we are. And that's nice to hear you say you like rice puddings. Because that's lovely, nice rice pudding with the red brown on the top. Is that how you like them when it's all brown on the top? Yeah, lovely.
What were the names, the fashionable names when you were little?
Oh, Mary was a popular one, and Elizabeth. And I know one family that they all finished with either an I-E or a Y. That was a family living near us, and that was there were Harry, Johnny, Billy, all finishing with the Y or the I-E, Betty, Nellie, I can't remember the other ones, but they all they named all their children finishing with the I-E or the Y, which is rather nice.
What sort of animals did you have?
Well, we kept rabbits, and we kept a pig, and it was nice to keep a sow and have some little pigs, lovely. And of course in the fields there were the cows and cattle like there is now, and sheep, of course, we were working with sheep.
When you were little, did you ever get a comic like the Dandy or the Beano?
Yes, we did, yeah. I remember one was Film Fun. Yes, we look forward to our comics.
What school did you go to when you were under 11 years old?
I went to Worsted School, which was a little school holding about 31 books and two teachers. And it was a very small school, and then when we were 11, reached the age of 11, we went to Holborn School, which was a big school.
Did you have electric?
No, we didn't have electric to start with. We had an oil lamp standing in the middle of the table, so we had to be very careful that we didn't knock that over. No electric at all. Which takes a believing, really, doesn't it?
Did you have a day at the end of term when you could bring toys?
When we could bring toys? No, I don't remember that, no. We had sports days, and we had, when we got to the bigger school at Holbrook, we had, we were in four different, we had different colours. One was Wolsey red, Nelson green, I think it was. Wellington was yellow, and there was the other one. There were four of them. Then you belonged to each, there's so many children in each, with each colour, and you competed against one another on the sports days, and tried to win the shield.
What was your favourite game you played at school?
Well, I think rounders we played.
Did any of the girls play hopscotch?
Hopscotch, oh yes, played hopscotch. And skipping with the single rope for a single one. And then we had a long rope where there was perhaps two or three would skip and two turn the rope.
Did the teachers ever ask your mums to come in and help?
No. No, I don't remember any of the ladies going in to help. I know they had a problem getting there. The mothers would take the children to school after they got big enough to run up on their own. I remember they had a job to get me in to start with, because I didn't like the idea of going, but they eventually got me in the classroom, and after a while I was all right.
Do you remember your best friend's name?
Yes, his name was Johnny. And he taught me to tell the time. Unfortunately, he's died now. But he taught me to tell the time by sitting next to him. And we had the big round clock in the classroom. That was the usual round wooden clock that they used to have in schools and church halls. And I remember he used to nudge me and he'd say, what's the time now? And I would try and tell him the time, and that's how he taught me to tell the time.
Do you keep in contact with any of your other friends?
When? From there, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, yes, yeah. And that's nice to see some of your school friends in later life, you know, and even if you didn't see them for years and years and years, you nearly always recognised them when you did come across them somewhere.
At your old school, did you ever play football?
Yes, we played football, yes, that was a keen game, yeah. And the girls had hockey, yeah. And we used to have sports days with long jumps, high jumps, and all that sort of thing. And running, of course, around the school plan field. That was at the bigger school. There was no plan field at the little one until we were 11. We only had a little tiny playground, about 15 yards square, that's all. A little, that was all tarred. And the outside toilet's in the corner.
Were you younger when you left school, in 16, like we do now?
Yes, I was 14. And, I was 14. Not a very big lad, but I went to work on that farm that I tell you that I started. And I actually was still working there. I worked there for 52 years, including some of the other farms round about, but I still worked at that farm for 52 years.
What other work did you do?
Well, I started with the sheep, with my brother. He was older than me. And he eventually moved on to try and get better jobs and better sheep and showing them at the shows, like the Suffolk Show, which he did all over the country. And send them, he sent sheep all over the world, nearly all over the world, France, Belgium, Italy, and everywhere else. And then I was with him, and then I took over the sheep when he left to move to somewhere else. And then I eventually got onto a tractor, one of the first tractors, which were the veteran tractors that you see at the showground now. And then I got a better tractor, and I did contract work, going around on different farms round about, thrashing the corn and cutting chaff and all that sort of thing, sawing wood. And then I was foreman on the farm, and foreman on one or two of the other farms. So I did anything, whatever was needed, I did.